cracks in the euro.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Banks have reopened in Cyprus this morning for the first time in 2 weeks. Depositors are facing restrictions on how much money they can withdraw and how much they can take out of Cyprus, which is raising fresh doubts about the future of the euro. From the Marketplace European desk in London, Stephen Beard reports.
This is the first time that capital controls have been imposed in the eurozone. Some analysts say this violates the spirit of the single currency. People are supposed to be able to use their euros in any of the 17 countries that adopted it, but now in Cyprus that right is restricted. It's rather like telling the people of Hawaii they can only spend limited amounts of dollars elsewhere in the United States. Michael Ariru is a Greek Cypriot lecturer at Cardiff Business School. He says the capital controls are a bad sign.
They will effectively be creating a situation whereby Cyprus will be a second-tier euro member. And if this principle is applied anywhere else, this may well be the first step to the euro's demise.
Slovenia, Malta and other small euro member states are reported to be feeling vulnerable. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.